Well, good morning, everyone. This is Portia Hudad Chandler out of Houston, Texas. And it is a wonderful, beautiful day. I have no complaints because I have no control over how the sun comes up and goes down. And we count it as times in histories. And we also have been intelligent enough to give it a date for our own personal reference. But that's neither here nor there. That's just a fact. You know what I want to talk about today? I've talked a little bit about this recently, but I want to talk about the bullying in schools, not so much as the physical bullying and the mental bullying that's going on with our children, but I also want to talk about the peer pressure of sex and the idea of coming into oneself and how quiet these movements are. And as I was speaking with my kids this morning, I mean, I'm really just flabbergasted. I'll have to say that. I can't really offer a total understanding of what my feelings are about this, but I'm flabbergasted at some of the things that my children have said to me. Now, if you were 2 and 3 and 4 years old and you were saying this, I'd say, okay, they're repeating, because I have a 2-year-old and he'll repeat anything he hears. And he may not can put it quite in context, like what, you know, what it actually means. He just knows how to repeat things. But when your children become of age and they're ready to really start, sowing their oats, even in, you know, middle school and high school, you know, we haven't given them the green light, but their bodies and their minds and everything else like that. And in other countries, they have the green light to be men, you know, to own their own homes and to run their own families. And so over here in the United States, it's a very different way we look at them, because we look at our children as becoming men or women after they've graduated high school, or even after they graduated college, or maybe even we look at them in stages, like when they get their driver's license. But I'm telling you this morning that there are so many things that are going on in these schools. This is a plea to every parent out there that has had a child that's went through the school system, has a grandbaby that's going through the school system, to reach out to these schools. We have got to do more than make a movement where they put No Bullying Act in the policies and the books and write it down in the legislative law, but we have got to implement programs into the schools that our children are going to, because the conversations that the kids are having are unfounded. They are introducing children, not teachers and parents. This is not let's pray to get prayer out of schools because, you know, God doesn't exist if you don't pray. I mean, we can pray in our heart. No one can stop your child from blessing their food before they eat it and blessing the hands that prepared it. That's a whole nother subject. We've got to get together as parents and implement systems into the school so that we can better monitor what children are talking about with other children. Who are you sending your children to school with? In fact, what does your child speak about at school? You'd be surprised if you had little, you know, microphones on your children and you saw what their speech was. You know, a lot of times parents talk to their children like I talk to mine and says, you know what? You want to be a leader or not a follower? You tell them the whole same old parabolistic stories, you know, if all of your friends jumped off the bridge with you. And the truth of the matter is, you know, common sense says no, but reality sense says yes. Why? Because they're doing it. You know, when one teenager, you know, introduces marijuana to the next one, they all start smoking marijuana. And the 2 or 3 that don't are the exceptions to the rule. You know, they are the stories. They're the success stories. But they're the small marginal percent of children that actually make it. They're the 1 and 2%. And they always have to have some story that's associated with race and ethnicity and poverty levels and things like that. And I'm here to tell you that I don't care if you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. There is no excuse for education. There's no excuse for taking action. Ask your children what they're talking about. Sit down. Don't put the fear of God in them or the fear of you in them. Sex is real. And if your children are talking about it with other children, they need to be talking about it with you. Because if not, we're going to keep fostering a generation of children that are having children as children, and not only about them being on the system. Who cares about that? You know, if you need assistance, get real. Tell your children that there were times in your life that you need assistance. If you be real, you're going to keep living, and there are going to be times that you need assistance even now. You know, I mean, you don't ever get to the point where you don't need people. Everybody's a community. We're a fellowship. No one goes without lack, because, you know, we're a fellowship of people that are united together. And if we are human, we care about people. I'm passionate about this morning. I am flabbergasted at some of the conversations that I've heard. I am definitely making a call to the school this morning. I hope that you guys will join with me, because it's real. This is Portia Hudat Chandler. Talk to you later.